Blog Talk Radio.
You broke the bread and blessed the cup. You served the sacrifice of love. Holy, 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 I want to see your glory of all that you are and all that you've done. Jesus, the Lamb of God, oh, what a Savior. You took the altar and made it a table. Nothing can separate what you bring together. How beautiful the mystery. Christ, my hope alive in me, and worthy, 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 I'm caught up in the glory of all that you are and all that you've done. Jesus, the Lamb of God, oh, what a Savior. You took the altar and made it a table. Nothing can separate what you bring together.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to bring forth your word, God, the way that you gave it to me, God, that your name may get all the glory, God, that whoever this word is for may receive on tonight and get what they need. God, use me, God, to your benefit, God, however you see fit on tonight, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Fire everybody, I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord is a blessing unto you. Let's jump right into it. Tonight, the foundational text comes from John chapter 20, verses 11 through 16. This is John chapter 20, verses 11 through 16 from the NIV. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Boni," which means teacher. In tonight's foundational text, the man Mary Magdalene thought was a gardener was nothing like today's telemarketers. He was not just somebody wasting her time while he randomly fished for information. It was quite the opposite. No, it was quite the opposite. This so-called gardener, who at first just referred to Mary Magdalene as woman, why are you crying? He already knew her, and though she didn't realize it just yet, she knew him, so there was no need to fish for information. Instead, when this so-called gardener finally stopped calling her woman and addressed her by her name, Mary, when Jesus finally stopped calling her woman and addressed her by her name and said, "Mary," it was then that turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," meaning teacher. It was a tender moment between a teacher and his faithful follower, between the Savior and the woman he had saved, delivered greatly, according to Mark 16:9. It was a tender moment between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. You see, here Mary Magdalene was, after having just lost the one person that meant everything to her. She gets to the tomb and discovers she can't even give her loved one a decent burial. What a slap in the face. She gets to the tomb and discovers she can't even give her loved one a decent burial. God says, "Somebody, you're stressed out because you can't even give your loved one a decent burial due to this coronavirus breakout. You can't even give your loved one a decent burial due to this coronavirus outbreak." So you can kind of relate to how Mary Magdalene was feeling. So you can kind of relate to how Mary Magdalene was feeling, right? In that moment, you can relate to how she was feeling. She had so many questions running through her head. Where was Jesus' body? Had they really taken his body like she suspected? Who or what had possibly gotten in the way of her showing one last act of love to her Savior, to Jesus? She just wanted to do right by what was left. She just wanted to do right by what was left. And somebody, you just want to do right by what's left. You're not looking to get anything. You just want to do right by what's left. You're not looking to get anything. You're not looking to inherit anything, to receive anything. You just want to do right by what's left. You just want to show love one last time to the one that you love. You just want to be able to give them a proper send-off. You just want to be able to give them, so like Mary Magdalene, you're crying because you feel alone. And the one person you want to talk to is the one person that's no longer here. And that's exactly what they told Mary Magdalene and the other Mary when they went to the tomb looking for Jesus in Matthew 28. He is not here. That's what they said. He is not here. Like that's really what they needed to hear. Like that's really what they needed to hear in that moment. Like that's really what you needed to hear right now. Even though it was followed by, he is risen. Still, the first words out of a person's mouth, still the first words out of a person's mouth when someone is grieving can make or break a heart that's already breaking. Still, the first words out of a person's mouth when someone is grieving, they already know their loved one is not here. Trust me, they already know their loved one is not here. They don't need to be reminded of that. So be careful of your words. This is an extremely emotional time. This is an extremely emotional time for so many who are grieving. And Mary Magdalene was grieving in tonight's text. She fully expected Jesus' body to be at the tomb when she got there. She fully expected Jesus' body to be at the tomb when she got there. But now to see that it wasn't, that Jesus really wasn't there, that was indeed a hard pill to swallow. She was like many of you because she never saw anything like that happening. Occurring to him of all people. But it was him. Jesus had finished his time on this earth and was preparing for his ascension back to the Father. But it was him. Jesus had finished his time on this earth and was preparing for his ascension back to the Father. Somebody in this season, you must believe, just as the Bible says, you must believe to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Somebody in this season, you must believe, just as the Bible says, you must believe to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. Again, it's 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. Jesus had only 3 years on this earth. He had only 3 years on this earth. And within those 3 years, he did the most. Hear me, believe me, he did the most. And you must believe that your loved one, the most, they did the most with the time they had. And you must believe that your loved one made the most, they did the most with the time they had. Things Mary Magdalene, fortunately, didn't have time to consider. Things that Mary Magdalene, fortunately, didn't have time to consider, because while she was still crying, still trying to wrap her mind around the fact that this really happened, and talking to who she thought was a gardener, Jesus made himself known to her by calling her by her name. Everything in her responded. He made himself known by calling her by her name. Seeing in her responding when he did. She knew it was Jesus, her beloved teacher. In that moment, she knew it was Jesus, her beloved teacher. It had to be. It was not like Mary Magdalene was standing there with a T-shirt on that said, "My name is Mary," or "Call me Mary." So there was no way he could have known her name and caused the reaction in her that it did, just from hearing him say Mary, had it not been Jesus. It had to be Jesus. It was Jesus. He knows your name. He knows your name. Tonight's message. He called Mary by her name and reassured her that he was still there. He called Mary by her name and reassured her that he was still there. Beloved, God wants you to know that Jesus is still there with you. Beloved, God wants you to know that Jesus is still there with you. Even though your loved one is gone, Jesus is still there, and he knows you by name. Hear me, Jesus is still there despite what you're going through right now, Jesus is still there, and he knows you by name. You're not just fingerprints on a piece of paper or a DNA sample to Jesus. It's a more personal bond than that. He knows your name, your nickname, what you like to be called, what you don't like to be called, etc. He knows your name. Not only does he know your name, Jesus also knows your address. I was so impressed with how Jesus called out the street where Saul was in Acts 9. When I first read that, I was so impressed with how Jesus Saul was in Acts 9. Saul wasn't even at his own house, so he called out the street name of somebody else's house because Saul was up in there. Again, this is Acts 9. Let's look at it. Acts 9, verses 10 and 11 from the NIV. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision. Ananias. Yes, Lord, he answered. The Lord told him, Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul for his praying. And I want you to know tonight, beloved, the same Jesus that knew how to add on just what street, he knows your name and location, just how to find you. He knows your name and location. He knows just how to find you. Beloved, in this season, Jesus will call somebody forth in a vision. He will call somebody forth in a vision, if he has to come and see about you. They call somebody. All you're praying for right now is comfort. All you're praying for right now is comfort. Father, comfort my heart in this season. That has been your prayer. That has been your prayer. Father, comfort my heart in this season. Two ways to receive comfort. The Bible lets us know two ways to receive comfort. Number one, from Jesus himself. Number two, from a person. The Bible reveals it to us like this. It starts off, praise be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all trouble, who comforts us in all our trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 NIV. Jesus calling Mary Magdalene by her name was all the comfort she needed. Believe me, Jesus calling Mary Magdalene by her name was all the comfort she needed. When he said Mary, she realized she had been talking to Jesus. She realized that she had been talking to Jesus, her beloved teacher. He was indeed still with her. He was indeed still with her. Her grieving got interrupted. Her grieving got interrupted. And I decree and declare over somebody who is grieving right now that your grieving process will be interrupted. I decree and declare somebody's life who's grieving right now that your grieving process will be interrupted. You will not grieve as long as some of the others around you. You will not grieve as long as some of the others around you, because you've gotten a hold of the revelation. Because you've gotten a hold of the revelation that Jesus is still there, right there with you. As a matter of fact, he's closer to you now than he was before all this happened. As a matter of fact, he's closer to you now than he was before all this happened. Because the Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Because the Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Psalm 34:18. That's Psalm 34:18, NIV. Sure, you will always miss your loved one. And you will have moments. Trust me, I know you will have moments. But you will not grieve like those who have no hope. That's what the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 4:13. We do not grieve like those who have no hope. You will not grieve like those who have no hope, because your hope is in Christ, and Christ Jesus is still right there with you. Feeling the void, feeling whatever you're feeling, there to comfort you. Let's pray. Father God, comfort all who are grieving right now, them now than ever before, because they need you. Some feel like they can't make it through without you. Some feel like I feel. Lord, if you don't help me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just be there, Father. Through every wrong word, every confused thought, every lonely tear, heal every broken heart. In Jesus' name. And let somebody, in the midst of their brokenness, be broken enough to finally receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Bring salvation to somebody during this time of grieving. Amen. Grieving, I pray that this blessed you, strengthened you, and it helped you to look at your situation from a different perspective and know that you're not alone, not even in this. Jesus is there. Even though what you're going through may feel like hell, one of my favorite scriptures says that even when you make your bed in hell, he'll be there. So even if this grieving process for you feels like hell, he's still there. He loves you. Again, this concludes tonight's message. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, please feel free to call or text 865-408-8690. Again, the number to call or text is 865-408-8690, and that's for prayer or Bible-based consultation. Or you can email if you prefer. The email is prophetessstacy@prolificfire.com. prophetessstacy@prolificfire.com. But if you're somebody listening and you've been listening for a while and you have the old email address, that's fine. If you have prolificfire@gmail.com, it'll still come to me. So either one, that's fine. However, if you're on the phone lines right now via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer request unrelated to what we just prayed about, What was just prophesied in your ear, what the Lord just dropped a word about? Because you should have received that by faith. If your prayer request is unrelated to tonight's message or something else, now is your time to receive prayer. And if you're somebody listening to, have you on the podcast, and you can't get your prayer request in right now, feel free to reach out to me. Again, the number is 865-408-8690, or email prophetessstacy@prolificfire.com. But if you're on the phone lines, as I said, if you're on Blog Talk Radio right now, let me go over the phone rules for tonight. Get your prayer request in your head, that's number one, and press 1 on your phone. Get your prayer request in your head and press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone now, and I will call out your area code so you will know you're about to be on the air. Don't worry, I'm only going to call out your area code, nothing more. But wait until you hear me say, hello. And properly greet you before you start talking. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I'll hear it too and proceed accordingly. That's important. Wait until you hear me say hello and greet you before you begin to speak. I'm going to give you a minute to get all that together, your prayer request. I'm going to give the announcements, and I will get back to you and your prayer request. You got a minute to get it all together. Let me get an announcement. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info for the PayPal, you can access the PayPal by going to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. Or the Cash App. It's the Prolific is capital. The F in Fire is capital. Written all together, Prolific Fire. As you do it, you can find me on Twitter @prolificfire, on Instagram @prophetessstacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Be sure to check out prolificfire.com because everything I named and more can be found right there on the website, prolificfire.com. If you don't get your prayer request in on tonight for whatever reason, be sure to join me on Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It's a time for prayer and encouragement. I will be leading you in prayer. Again, my name is Poverty Stacy. For those of you that don't know, I will be leading you in prayer on Friday, sitting in for Poverty Stacy. So if you need prayer, be sure to call in. This is Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Call 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then too, so call in. Then join me back here on Prolific Fire, same night, time, and place. And for those of you that don't know, it's Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, when the message will be the benefits of being crucified. The benefits of being crucified. Then join me then for the word on Monday, Friday for prayer if you don't get in. Now, because I'm coming to the phone line to see if there's any prayer requests. To God be the glory.
Before I do that, I have one correction. I meant to say that Jesus had 3 years of ministry life, not Jesus had 3 years of life on this earth. With that being corrected, if there's anybody in need of prayer tonight, press one on your phone. Going once, going twice, going three times. Good night, everybody.